This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We are kicking off the second hour of the program here. Coming up, Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial, and Matt's been following it pretty closely. We'll talk about what developments have been happening there, because we haven't covered it at all so far here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
But first, we're starting things out a little closer to home, where the small-town corruption is, it's at its maximum. I mean, they really hate freedom lovers. They really hate activists with video cameras, and they sure don't like it when you get a group of peaceful people in front of the King Tyrant Governor's house in Newfields, New Hampshire, at 71 Hemlock Court. They certainly don't like it when peaceful people are gathering together with signs and singing COVID carols, which, by the way, got mentioned and played in court this morning.
Oh, my God. I was cracking up.
Yeah, I had to tag Captain Kickass on that one, who's the guy who actually wrote the COVID carols, and I let him know, hey, man, your songs are getting played in court this morning. And he really enjoyed that. And so Footloose is on the line here. You were, I would say, the primary person that was in court today because you defended yourself. There were three others of the Newfields Nine, the people who were ticketed for having or attempting to have and failing to have a candlelight vigil out in front of the governor's house. But the day started with a trial about your quote-unquote disorderly conduct arrest for speaking too loudly for the sensitive ears of a wiry little police officer who could barely remember anything that happened on the day in question, which was the very end of January earlier this year. Now, the trial started with a woman who was the neighbor, or is the neighbor, living at 72 Hemlock Court in Newfields, New Hampshire, of Chris Sununu, the Tyrant King Governor. And I was surprised that they actually, dragged this lady out to put her on stand, because I guess they had to put somebody to be the complaining party, and old Sununu didn't want to be called into court, right? He doesn't want to take the stand. So they had his neighbor do it, and so this woman gets up on there and actually claims that I was taking notes on my social media, by the way, over at social.freetalklive.com. So I was tooting out, sending out updates throughout the trial, which is helpful, to go back and look at here. This lady actually said that she, I'm pulling up the actual or the quote here. She says the protest was, quote, out of control, that she was worried about people with weapons, even though she admitted that these things have been going on for weeks, like since roughly, I think, Thanksgiving time, right? Months,
yeah.
Yeah, not a single person had been, violated except for the protesters by the police.
Well, I mean, I want to say, if she's worried about weapons, she should probably leave New Hampshire. We have a lot of guns.
What about if she was so afraid, what good are all those state troopers outside? There's like 20 state troopers outside.
Right.
Like, what is she afraid of? You don't think they're going to stop us if we're out of control and crazy? They admitted that the state troopers had authority to enforce the town ordinance. Why didn't they?
Yeah, and by the way, she also claimed that she couldn't get out of her driveway. Now, if that was true, and it's not, but if that were true, it was because there were a ton of state troopers with a bunch of cruisers parked everywhere, parked all up and around, the Sununu's house.
Hogging all the protesters' parking spots.
And circle and such. But there's video from this day of us singing songs. There are photographs here of the protesters that were out front of Sununu's house. Do you see a bunch of people? I'm showing the gentleman in the studio a photograph of the people standing in the cul-de-sac. Do you see anybody that looks like they might be blocking someone's driveway in this photograph?
Not at all.
Because I can tell you, the people didn't leave the cul-de-sac. They weren't, like, standing in somebody's driveway. They weren't blocking anybody. Nobody parked in front of somebody's driveway. So this woman is, she's up there just lying, just straight up lying, saying that she was somehow felt like she was in danger.
Everybody's standing on the grass, yeah, like, well, in the middle of the cul-de-sac.
She said that it was louder and crazier than normal. And what did I say? I said, well, was there any amplified sound?
No. Nope.
Was there amplified sound before? There wasn't this time, but there was before. We were out there with PAs and bullhorns.
I brought a 300-watt speaker out there one day.
Somehow we were louder this time singing COVID carols, which they also said, what? I ordered people to sing COVID carols. And I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you weren't even standing there when we started singing the COVID carols. I brought the COVID carol song sheets and passed them out and led the choir, the Shire choir, in doing that. But it's interesting that they acted like the one day that we actually sang COVID carols, which are wonderful little protest songs. You can search for that on freekeen.com. They'll come up and grab the song sheet and do them in your area if you want to. But the one day that song is what we brought. There was no chants. I mean, there might have been a brief one, I think, at some point. Like, there was no, like, protracted chanting. There was no shouting at, you know, through megaphones or anything like that. But it's the songs that seem to really upset them the most. And I just thought that was interesting. Yeah. This woman is just a straight-up liar. There's nobody blocking her in this driveway. And so that's how the trial started. And then they bring this skinny cop up on the stand who's this old guy, can't remember anything. And Bonnie pointed out that he was just doing some of the weirdest stuff with his arms throughout his testimony. Like, kept kind of spreading out, like he'd spread his arms all the way out across the, like, the...
He was trying to fly away.
Yeah. you get really, really relaxed in a hot tub.
Yeah,
I was like,
looks like that.
Like in a hot tub right now.
It was wild, man.
He was uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was. You had him on the ropes. I mean, this guy, I don't think he realized that he was going to be cross-examined like this.
I have the video to impeach him. He lied and lied, and I said, are you sure? I have the video. Yep.
But he'll never get charged.
When the video comes out.
He'll never get charged with lying in under oath. That'll never happen.
Right.
So... anything else you want to share from this morning? I know there was a lot, but we've kept you on for an hour, so I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. Great show, and look forward to hearing the rest of it.
Just for listeners, so you know, the judge did not make a decision today. It was taken under advisement, as was the there were two Free Staters who were charged as well, as the Newfields Nine. Again, nine people were ticketed for so-called picketing, and they're still going through the trials, and there's memorandums of law that are being filed by the attorneys. I think, Footloose, you plan to file one of your own as well. Yeah. So there's some paperwork that's going to be going for the next couple months, so we may not actually get a verdict on any of these until like Christmas time, basically. So we will let you know when that verdict comes in, and do me a favor and send me a copy of that motion or the memo when you file it, Footloose. I'm interested in sharing that too.
For sure.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate your time and thanks for your service out there.
Love you, man.
Have a good night, guys.
Footloose from Absolute Defiance. Check him out on he's on YouTube. I think he's got a Facebook page as well.
Kind of a rock star.
The dude is ballsy.
Totally.
And, you know, I have a real appreciation for that.
Sure.
So, does amazing stuff. The whole idea that picketing could be illegal. Hopefully they're going to throw these cases out because of that. Mm-hmm. But again, as I said to Footloose earlier, it's like these district court judges almost never do the right thing. They almost always rule in favor of the state, even if they get overturned later, because it's really no skin off their back.
Right. There's nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. There's no punishment for being wrong for them.
It seemed like the judge today wanted to laugh a few times. Like, she was really kind of enjoying what was happening, and I think Footloose's energy today really might have just swayed her mentally.
Mm.
You know, I feel like there was something to it.
Well, I appreciate your optimism. There was the one line, I don't think we gave the whole story about there was a part where the judge rebuked Footloose for profanity. he said the word hell.
Yeah.
And she rebuked him for that. He apologized in the moment. He's like, I got a head injury. He kept saying that.
Yeah. That's great.
And then the prosecutor's badgering him, and he says, well, where do you live? And he says, I live in this body right here, right now. He says, well, where do you sleep at night? In this body right here, right now. What's your mailing address? And he says, F around and find out. And the judge didn't say anything. It was hilarious. All right, so 603-283-6160. We continue with the small-town corruption. You go back to Charlestown, New Hampshire today. After Footloose's trial, you went back. We'll talk about it coming up here, Joe. And it gets crazier. More on the way. Free time.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about some small-town corruption. We're going to get back into what happened in Charlestown, New Hampshire, after tires were slashed last night of some of the First Amendment auditor, one of the First Amendment auditors. And that's just, that's touching, barely touching on all that happened. We covered it pretty deep earlier in the first hour of the show. Of course, you can grab the archive later on tonight over at freetalklive.com. If you missed it, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then, Joa, you're going to tell us the rest of the story, because you went back to Charlestown today after being threatened by the chief of police's son, openly on video, and also having, again, your friend's tire slash last night, being stalked by these townies that, you know, they love the cops, I guess. We'll talk about that. But first, Ted is calling from Concord, New Hampshire. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. I'm just calling. I was asking if any of you guys had any suggestions about moving to New Hampshire. I've been looking around for apartments and been having a lot of showings, but so far no luck. You know, I'm ready to wanting to move in here for freedom, and I wanted to show my support for freedom.
Well, it sounds like you've done the biggest part, which is actually getting your physical self to New Hampshire. That's probably step one, so congratulations.
That's a good step. Yeah,
thank you.
Where did you come from?
I came from New Jersey.
Oh, good move.
Welcome home.
Good move.
If that's the case, living in a tent behind the local grocery store is a much better option, even in the dead of winter when it's minus 50, than going back to New Jersey.
You can't live there anymore. They got all evicted out of Keene.
It's worth having the cops tear your tent down every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
100%.
It's horrible.
So, you know, guys, I had a question, though. So the funny thing is like, I've seen, you know, a lot of apartments out there, but I was curious if you guys knew of any apartments or of any place of living that accepts cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, offhand, I don't know who they all are, but as what you got to do, and here's what I would suggest, is if you haven't yet, I mean, how long have you been here, by the way?
Just a couple days.
Okay, a couple days. So over the next week or two, go to as many social events as you can. And there's a little calendar that the Free State Project put together. I've got a quick link to it. It's calendar.shiresociety.com. That'll take you right to it. But if you look at that calendar, it'll show you events on the seacoast, Manchester, Keene. Start showing up at these public events. Start meeting people and start asking these questions. Like, hey, I'm here. I need a place to stay. What's available?
I know,
and
there is.
That's how you, that's how you're going to find them, though.
Yeah,
right?
That. And I would also say, caller, if you are, there's a Facebook group. Do you have Facebook?
I do not.
Okay, good for you. Forget about it, then.
Yeah, Facebook sucks.
Facebook was not my style.
There is a Free State Project, an FSP housing search on. It's a group that's been on Facebook for a long time, and it actually has come in quite handy for a whole bunch of people. So it's pretty active. There's always people in there asking about how to, you know, and the people in there would definitely respond to you within probably minutes about who accepts crypto.
I found my original place through that, too. So.
Yeah, did you? It doesn't surprise me. It's pretty active.
Well, okay. Networking is going to work, I think, you know. Actually physically meeting people in real life. There's I talked to Bill and Gail Domenico today. They were attending Footloose's trial. They host the Taproom Tuesdays event in Manchester. They say there's regularly at least 30, if not 40 or 50 people showing up on every single Tuesday night these days. It's super busy. And, you know, you just ask around. You know,
the new movers parties.
That's once a month. That one just happened, actually. It's the first Tuesday of the month.
That's right.
But, again, there's events on the seacoast. There's events in Keene. There's probably, I don't know how many damn events every single week, but there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, that said, you've been around. You said, so what do you like best? Where do you want to live? Start there.
Well, ideally, I would like to live in Keene. I mean, that's where all the action's happening, right? I did check out a place in Bedford, which was rather, really nice. And then there was another place in Milford Township. I think it was
it was rather really, really, really big, spacious. It's
a beautiful time to be looking at anything in New Hampshire. The leaves have been sticking around longer this mm-hmm. year. It's been warmer yeah. this mm-hmm. fall than any that I can remember. It's amazing right now.
And what do you mm-hmm. do for what do you need for a job? Like, how close to your work do you need to be? Can you telework or can you do you have to actually go
well,
to a place?
Well, that's
to go
the
work?
Thing is, actually, I don't. I'm currently unemployed right now, but.
Okay.
Since cryptocurrencies took off, I do have the capital to afford the rent nice. And at least pay off, you know, the first year of a lease.
Well, the nice thing about New Hampshire, I'm sure this is true in a lot of places right now, is literally everywhere is hiring. So, I mean, if there's a certain type of work you want,
right.
odds are good you can just walk right in and they'll take
I mean,
you.
Yeah, even right. before the pandemic, this was one of the best places to find a job.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. But now, it's literally, you can't not find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't know what your criminal record looks like, and you don't have to tell me on the air, but SIG is constantly hiring machinists, and they yes. pay well, and they have great benefits, and they'll hire anybody with a pulse as long as they have a clean criminal record. So, and you get some pretty cool deals
those
on
those
guns.
Starting rates, too, are pretty good. I think it was like $27 an hour for
wow.
first shift,
solid.
And $3
oh,
for
wow.
second, another $3 more on top of that for third shift.
Yep.
Wow. And you can pick whatever time you
and they're
want
running
to work.
24/7. They can't yep. make enough. They can't manufacture enough, so
yeah.
they're constantly
oh,
turning.
Wow.
So those are some ideas. If you haven't yet, you can stop by the Shire Society forum at forum.shiresociety.com. It's nowhere near as busy as, you know, some other places, but there's still some people there that might be a place to ask as well, like, hey, sure. anybody got a room for rent or whatever.
Yeah, and even if you get that stuff figured out, you should still attend as many social events you can get out to. Come
Absolutely.
Meet us, man. Come hang out with us.
That's
Absolutely.
The point, I think.
Yeah, something else
okay,
that you can do.
Where do I go meet you guys at?
We're always at these social events. I'm not allowed to leave my house, but I'm on bail conditions.
Okay.
But almost everybody here is frequently seen at various different Keene areas.
It's regular. In Keene, we just had a little monkey wrench thrown into our typical works because our waiter Chris at Folking Great,
yeah,
he tested positive for COVID-19, so Folking Great had to close down for.
Really, I heard they already closed due to the chef being out.
Maybe that played a part in it.
So they closed again?
Maybe the chef and Chris at the same time.
So they're closed right now? Is what you're
yeah.
saying? Oh,
yeah, they're closed right now. So Penguin posted that in our chat.
Well, there's always other places to meet. I think
there
that,
are. And you know what? If it was coming, if you wanted to get in touch with us and say, hey, I want to meet some people, a lot of us would take the day off from work to make sure we had time to go meet the new person in town. We want to make you feel welcome and you know, come on out and hang out with us. And, you know, and a lot of us just want to get a handle on the new person, too. Is this a Fed?
Yeah.
We all know you're the Fed, man.
I'm the only Fed here.
So check out the calendar, the Free State Project again. It lists a ton of things. And this is true for anybody that wants to come visit. Just go to calendar.shiresociety.com. It'll take you right to it. Go to the forum at forum.shiresociety.com. And good luck, man. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on the move to New Hampshire. It's a huge deal. And the other thing you can do is if you're a little more entrepreneurial, you know, and you've got some money, like you said, he's got a little bit of capital. If you can get a place and make it available for rent, man, there's people just like you up here looking, and you know, the housing market's slim right now, so it is a little harder than normally to find a place. So if you can create a place for people, you know, to move into, like a multifamily home or something like that, I bet you it would fill up right quick.
Immediately.
603-283-6160. We're talking about the migration.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Justice Department is suing Texas over its new election law. The DOJ saying the law violates the Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act by making it harder for people to vote. A Russian analyst was arrested after being accused of lying to the FBI five times about his contributions to the Steele dossier and the Trump-Russia probe. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talks about the investigation, saying he thinks the FBI held back information from the court in early 2017.
I'm looking for people in the FBI that knew about the fraud of the dossier in January and March to come forward and say, I told higher-ups, because they got a warrant in April of 2017 after the Russian subsource said it's a bunch of garbage.
USA Radio News. There has yet to be a definitive determination as to where the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated. Some suggest it was transferred from bats to humans in a wet market in Wuhan, China, while others claim it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's no doubt in his mind where it originated from.
Most of the evidence now points towards that this pandemic that killed 5 million people around the world came from a lab in Wuhan. It came because they're doing experiments where they combine viruses and then they measure to see if they're more infective or more dangerous. Well, that was happening. The NIH has admitted it.
More than a dozen lawmakers are asking President Biden to rescind medals awarded following the Wounded Knee Massacre of 1890. Lawmakers wanting Biden to use his executive authority to strip the medals of honor. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joe.
You know, we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. If you want, you can create an account over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. With just an email address, you can keep your privacy intact, and you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies to the exchange, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then you can buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about their vision for Intercoin over at intercoin.org, and now buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. So, we continue here. Of course, your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We just had a guy call in from New Jersey, and it was funny. I follow the Free State Project on Twitter. It's the social media that I'm allowed to use besides social.freetalklive.com. They're always posting really interesting things about haters in New Hampshire and, like, all these leftists that are freaking out about the Free State Project. And every now and then, somebody will comment with, like, the standard line of, you know, what we really need is all the free staters to come to all the 50 states. we need you free staters to move to every state. And it's like, oh my God, have you not, do you not even know anything about this? The whole point of the Free State Project, the point of the freedom migration to New Hampshire, is that there aren't enough libertarians anywhere else.
Yeah, the free staters already are in all 50 states, yeah. And they're being completely ineffective. The only way they're truly going to be effective is they concentrate in one spot.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you guys are being so effective. I can acknowledge that. Why don't you come here where I live and help us too? No, people left. This guy was from New York, by the way.
Oh.
And so I said, you know, dude, the whole point of this is because we're so deluded to come to the same geographic area so we can make a difference. And further, you're living in the least free state of all of them. So no libertarian who's sane is going to actually move in to New York. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen.
That's a horrible idea, and that's coming from one libertarian who left New York to go to New Hampshire.
Exactly.
I hated voting. Like, I absolutely despised it when I was back in my home state, Rhode Island.
Yep.
And now I really like voting, and it's only because
you can actually vote for something.
You can actually vote for an actual change. Like, I mean, something that's going to make a positive difference here.
You can vote for somebody you know.
Exactly.
Unlike, you know, a bunch of strangers that want to rule over your lives, these free staters are actually in office, and they're doing things to reduce the size and the scope of government.
Or you might even be able to vote for New Hampshire to secede one day.
There's a chance.
Ooh, that's
that
a good
can
reason
happen.
To get here.
It might be on the ballot next year. And here's the thing. If that gets on the ballot, you'll be able to vote on it because you can walk into the polls. Even if you move to New Hampshire the day of, you can walk into the polls
right. And
you can register to vote same day here, which you can't do in a lot of states. A lot of states you got to put in, you know, 30, 90 days
right.
In advance or something like that. So it's a really interesting place. There's a cool little documentary called 101 Reasons Film, The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a little old at this point, but, you know, the points are still solid. And so that's the reason I moved was The 101 Reasons. Not the documentary, but there used to be like a list, like a text file, basically.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and they turned that list into a really cool hour-long documentary film back in 2014. But some of the things are definitely still true, like all the political system, very accessible. There's no income tax, no state sales tax. I mean, they even reduced the meals and rooms tax this year, and they're eliminating other taxes entirely.
Where do you hear that happening in other places?
You don't.
It doesn't happen.
Well, taxes
anywhere.
Don't go down.
Nope.
I mean, that's just generally a rule.
And to be honest, it wouldn't have happened here either if it wasn't for the free state migration.
Yeah.
Come help.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, we go on here. You've been dealing with some serious corruption in Charlestown, New Hampshire. You've got a YouTube channel and a Odyssey channel, Breaking the Flaw.
Yes.
You teamed up with a guy named Press NH Now, also Footloose, who we had on earlier from Absolute Defiance. You guys have been going down there to expose some of the crooks in Charlestown, New Hampshire. Just another, crappy little New Hampshire town. And
It could be nice. I'm trying to stay positive that there's a lot of good people there.
That's a good point. When I say crappy, I mean because of the government. You know, these guys just destroy all the good things out there.
Let's get into what happened today.
Yeah. So what happened after you guys were threatened last night? Tires were slashed on Press NH Now's car.
Right.
You went back.
Yeah. Well, let me just say that I brought Press NH Now home last night because the shop wasn't open to fix his tires. So I brought him, I didn't end up bringing him back, but that was the plan. He rode with somebody else, whatever. But we went there, Press had asked me, hey, would you like to, do an audit at the town clerk, the town office? So I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. So I went there, I went inside, I did my little filming, I did a records request, and I did a records request of all their salaries. I mean, every public official in town's salary. And that's probably available right there and then, but I want them to email me. And then after I filed that
They're going to take 30 days. They always
take. That's fine. I don't care. At least they're doing the job. Mm-hmm. And then after I did the records request, I asked the lady right there, I was like, hey, how much do you make? How much you make? And she's like, that's personal information. I'm like, no, it's not. No, this is public information. You could just tell me now, and I don't have to wait for my records request.
Mm.
Right? And she didn't really like it very much, but she understood what I was coming from after it came that. You know, she got kind of standoffish, and then she was like, oh, yeah, you're right,
mm-hmm.
But, we had some interesting stuff. The audit went pretty well.
So how much does she make?
I don't know yet. She didn't tell me. She didn't want to say on hand. And I was like, all right, I'll just wait for it.
Yeah,
right?
You'll find out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I had met this gentleman in the lobby, and he had a Second Amendment hat on, and he became very key witness to many things that happened after this.
Mm.
So the audit went well.
Yeah.
And I saw Jeff that assaulted President Hinchcliffe a few days before.
This is the town selectman, head of the
chair.
Select board.
Yep. Okay. He was in there. I'm surprised he's still working. I think he was cleaning toilets by now. That's what I was saying to him. Like, hey, there's toilets clean? Because right. I don't think you should be working this job anymore. We went outside and we started filming. And then one guy around 30 years old, he came up behind President now and gave him like a nice body check. And I have it all on film.
Wow.
And President didn't see it coming. And I warned the guy, you touch my friend again, you're going to get pepper. You're going to get the pepper spray in the face. Can I say the B word?
Yeah.
Okay, so I kept on calling him a bitch.
Okay.
And until he left.
Okay.
And I thought what he was doing was very cowardly. He just wanted to, he just literally just came up to assault us. And he had also played some music to try to get us on the copyright for YouTube. This is why I don't like YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah, they're trying to pull all the tricks.
And, so petty.
Yeah, and President doesn't let me talking about that because then public officials are going to stop playing music and stuff. And that's fine because, you know what, it just really shows more of their character if they want to play that game. And then after that, this got really interesting. We started walking down the road, heading toward to where the police chief's son kind of was hanging out the day before, where his van was parked, or the one he drove. I don't know if it is his van or not, but... it had paper plates on it. It was like the kid was getting away with everything. I don't know how he did it, but then this young gentleman, I wouldn't say he's a gentleman, actually, young punk, this punk, decided to mouth off at us, and we're like, yeah, well, it's all right, right? That's usually what we come back.
What is he yelling at you for? Recording
like,
video?
Like, I won't get the profanity part, but he's like, you know, you shouldn't be coming to our town and messing with us, right? Generally, that's what he's saying. And the next thing you know, because we're...
And you guys are walking down the street recording, right?
So yeah.
This is on video.
Yep. Okay. And I'm responding back to him. We're both responding back to him. Then all of a sudden, the kid throws a full set can of soda.
Whoa.
At Press NH now. It misses him. It splatters over the ground. And then the next thing you know, he's throwing his next bottle at me, which was a plastic bottle, like a fruit drink or something.
That's like a serious attack,
yeah, this
right?
Is
like,
and this is the first degree assault because he purposely came down to us to attack us.
You can seriously hurt somebody, right?
Oh,
like if a full can of beer or a full can of soda hits somebody in the head, I mean, that is a severe potential for a concussion and injury.
And then wait until you hear what happens next.
Oh, my God.
This is very unfortunate, I got to tell you.
603-283-6160. Some of these people, they freak out because you got a camera. Like, you know, whether you're a First Amendment auditor or not, they just freak out. Like, I don't know if they think their soul's going to get stolen by it or I think.
I don't know.
But there's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about small town corruption. If you want to see it for yourself, just bring a video camera to town hall.
Actually, I don't suggest that.
Well, I mean, you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, you got to be prepared to go to this town at this point.
Yeah, and it's always good to, I mean, I just mean any town. You know, you want to see the corrupt people come out of the woodwork, just bring a video camera and start pointing it around and asking questions. And they hate that stuff.
Yeah, video cameras. Preserve the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And I can't even lie anymore, guys, because my camera captures everything.
And these people don't like the truth. They hate it.
They hate it.
They normally get away with threatening people. They get away with all kinds of corruption because no one calls them on it. They have no way of publicizing it. They just get abused. Like these, you're talking about some of these townies that were on your side because they've been screwed.
We gained some townies joining us and being by our side while things were going down.
Because they know the corruption's there. It's just they feel like there's nothing. You know, the old saying is you can't fight City Hall. And there's a reason why that saying exists, because it feels like to one guy in a small town or even in a big city that they have all the power and you have nothing.
That's right.
But as soon as you start bringing a camera out, the tide turns and you find out how desperate and crazy these people are. And we're going to continue your story here, Joa. And a lot of this is all of it is documented over on Breaking the Flaw, which is your YouTube and Odyssey channel, as well as Press NH Now. And Absolute Defiance, this is where some of the videos are that we've been talking about throughout the show tonight. Also, I do want to say real quick thanks to Jack Glansberg, who is a Free Talk Live, one of our new amps from our Patreon, which we launched a couple of weeks ago. So thank you, Jack, for signing up for $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to our Patreon page, and you can get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live and get some cool perks and some bennies by doing that. So thank you, Jack. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. We go to more here. We got a guy on the line. Actually, I want to let you talk a little bit more, because the guy on the line here, which I'm going to bring him on in just a moment, says he was there for this.
Yeah.
But I want you to get up to the point at which he comes into the story.
Sure, yeah.
You're in Charlestown, New Hampshire, back again today with Press NH Now, walking down the street after and filing some papers at Town Hall for a 91A Freedom of Information request, and you just start getting heckled and assaulted and battered on the streets by just random townies.
Yeah, so we had the bottles thrown at us. We just talked about that.
Which is insanely dangerous, by the way. I mean, I don't know what the potential... I don't know if that's like potential manslaughter or what that charge is, because you could kill somebody.
If that soda can hit Press's head, he'd be out. For sure. But what happened next, though, after he threw those bottles? I was telling him, like...
This guy's a young hothead.
Yeah, he's about 15 years old.
Okay.
So this is like, you know, we're being careful.
Somebody's brother, you know, the police chief's cousin.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
And what ended up happening is we were keeping our distance from the kid.
Sure.
But he was starting to walk away, but we were keeping our distance while walking in the same direction. Because, you know, we were heading back that way anyways. So we were having, like, you know, back and forth, verbal about, you know, I was just telling him, like, you need to, you know, understand morals and principles, start adopting them yourself, and, you know, start learning about freedom, and what you did is assault, and I was going on him, and you know, I was letting him know, like, you don't want to do this, because I've covered stories from the Sununu Youth Detention Center, and they're not good, you know? And so, you know, these kids definitely need to be careful, because that's pretty scary. But what ended up happening next? The kid started to approach us. And Press NH Now, he's like, go ahead, swing at me. If you want to swing, see what's going to happen, right?
Mm.
Next thing you know, kid swings, hits his camera, goes flying across the street. And Press NH Now, he had to do it because the kid was about to attack him further.
Right.
Peppered him, put pepper spray into his face and his mouth, all over on his face, and the kid continued to attack.
Wow!
And they were getting into a little scuffle in the street. Press was just trying to get away, and the kid was was really trying to attack him. He ripped his sweatshirt. Press NH Now. He got two of his knees are bloody. His palm split open. And it's really unfortunate because, like, we don't want to do this to a kid, right? But he chose to attack, and we need to defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only thing that we could do. Actually, even the chief of police, which we don't really want to have contact with because of the conflict of interest that's going on in Press NH Now's case, actually showed up and really wanted to handle the situation. And he actually, you know, it seemed like he's coming around because he started to follow our channels.
I don't know if that means anything.
And he started to appreciate everything that we're doing. He started to get it.
He's clicking like.
He's clicking like
and he's commenting.
He's just downloading evidence. That's all.
And I got to give him some credit. I like to think that this guy can turn himself around and not be so corrupt. But I do
appreciate your optimism.
I think he needs to retire. That's what I really do think, because the way he acted toward
Press. Okay, so they're fighting in the street.
Yes.
What
and so the kid ends up just being laying down face first in the grass.
Did anybody else step in to break this fight up, or was it like?
Well, there was some people down the street that were like mad at us for supposedly attacking the kid, but if anything, this kid had attacked us first. He attacked us three times at this point, right?
Wow.
Two bottles, and then hit my friend Press.
Right.
So he attacked us three times, and you know, Press had to do what he had to do to get the kid from further attack and abuse. And the police chief showed up pretty quick, before, I don't know, I think they're probably watching the live stream at this point. I'm sure they're watching. Or maybe one of the supporters called when we told them not to. Right? But the kid actually got taken away by someone he knew, I guess, and they brought him to the hospital. And this is really where it gets interesting, too, is that the chief of police was there administrating Press NH Now's wounds, and they had called the ambulance. The ambulance shows up. Now, the chief of police is sitting there, talking to us in front of his cruiser. There's a lady that came by, drives up behind his cruiser, gets out, and says, F with my family, we're going to F with you. My that kid's mom is bringing a weapon right now.
Right in front of the police chief?
I know, right? And he knows about this happening. And he didn't take any action. Like, we're, like, in dire threat right now. Like, the people are threatening us right there on the street. Another person directly in private told the police chief some things he wanted to do with me and my friend. And he let him go, too.
Like, this cop sounds like pure garbage.
He was trying to...
Thank God he's coming around by watching your YouTube channel.
It seemed like he was trying to keep things as much civil as possible. I get it. But, like, he needs to take action. Like, some people are making threats. You need to take action.
So this woman says the mom of this kid is going to come down with a weapon.
That's right, yes.
And the police chief does what? What did he do?
Absolutely nothing. Well, he said that he was going to go back to
the station. Did she show up? Did this woman show up?
No, no one showed up. But there was plenty of locals around the corner.
I want to bring one of them on here. Boston is calling in. He said he was driving home, happened to hear the show.
Yes.
Boston, you're on Free Talk Live. You were there for this. What happened?
Hey, Flaw, how's it going?
Adrenaline's still pumping from it, tell you that.
All right. I don't know. I was the one that I recorded that little interaction with the girl, and you had recorded it from my phone, and it was fireworks, man. The children, I kept saying it's like the children of the corn were coming out. I mean, there were toothless kids all over the place coming at us. So.
Oh, God. Now, hold on.
It was crazy.
Now, were you a fan of Joa prior to today, or did you just happen to meet him in the streets in Charlestown?
I don't answer questions.
I would say that this is the first time I ever met you. I didn't know who you were.
Yeah.
I guess I figured out later on, you know, you were the one that was in the town office there. And really didn't know
everybody
who you were.
Everybody likes my hat.
Oh, yeah.
What's the hat say?
I've never...
What'd your hat say?
Too late, baby. Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah.
Second Amendment. Oh, yeah. Of course you're going to have people loving that in New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire people love their guns, for sure.
Yep,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's it's interesting because, I've never met Flaw before today. And I actually have it recorded on my phone. The girl... rolled up, and she apparently, I was talking to another guy who was sitting out there, a young guy, 19 years old, his name is Michael, him and I were talking, we're just sitting by, bystanders, and I said, are you with these guys? He said, no, I just like watching them. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, oh, well, they have an online channel, and they, you know, they do this stuff where they go out, and I said, oh, great, and I started asking him a question. I said, do you know these other people? He says, oh, yeah, I've grown up in this town, and they're really bad apples, and they're always getting into trouble. And so this girl rolls up, and I'm standing there next to the 19-year-old kid, Michael, and she says something of the effect of, I want the guy who pepper sprayed the miner.
Boston, we're going to bring you back if you got time. Can you stick with us? All right.
Sure.
More coming up here in moments. He's going to kind of recount what happened here and this insane small town lunatics coming out of the woodwork.
Children of the corn.
To attack the two guys with video cameras and walking down Main Street. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's on the way. Plus Kyle Ritten.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.